In Georgia, an appeals court ruling will allow early voting to begin this Saturday in the Senate runoff between Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. A state law prohibits Saturday voting within 2 days of a holiday, but the ruling said the law doesn't apply to runoff elections. Georgia has been on the front lines of election conspiracies and sweeping voting law changes over the past few years, but even though this month's elections are being audited, election officials are feeling optimistic about the future. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler reports.
It's the voting equivalent of watching paint dry, but a risk-limiting audit last week is exactly the type of calm and uneventful process that Georgia elections used to be known for.
My name is Gabriel Sterling. I am the Chief Operating Officer for Secretary Raffensperger in the Secretary of State's office. And as part of his continuing process to make elections boring again, we are here today to kick off our audit.
The most exciting part? When people roll 10-sided Dungeons & Dragons dice to seed an algorithm.
No whammies, no whammies. One. The number is one.
That algorithm then told counties what random batches of ballots to count. Then teams of two got to work tallying those ballots to ensure electronic counters properly work in the midterms. For the first time in a while, Georgia has seen an election that lived up to the boring anti-hype. No candidate cried fraud, early voting records were shattered with few reported issues, and elections officials were able to do their jobs without threats, harassment, or concerns about safety.
We're getting close to the light at the end of the tunnel. I still told staff, you know, we have a very strong staff. I'm very proud of our department. We did an awesome job, but we still know that the runoff is right upon us.
That's Nadine Williams, the interim elections director of Fulton County, Georgia's most populous and most scrutinized county.
But we're going to be able to go ahead and make sure everything is efficient, everything is functioning, and we're very confident that we'll have a very successful runoff and be able to finally take a breather at the end of this year.
The last 2 years have been difficult in Georgia. The state implemented the largest ever rollout of a new voting system. The coronavirus pandemic saw fewer polling places and people to work them, while election offices were overwhelmed with mail-in ballots. 2020's presidential race was counted 3 separate times in as many weeks, and lies about the outcome and voting process led to threats, harassment, and a sweeping election law change. But this election saw none of that, much to local elections officials' relief.
I can say that it's like an exhale moment where you're like, okay.
Amika Pitts is the Henry County Elections Director, and I caught her in a brief moment of downtime after finishing her audit and before runoff preparation becomes all-consuming.
Me being in elections as long as I have, the last 2 years did feel kind of uncomfortable. And now it's kind of feeling like how I used to with coming from the general going into the runoff.
In other words, pretty uneventful. Like dealing with questions about registration issues and candidates instead of mistrust and accusations of fraud.
And not always feel like you're watching your back or having to always be like on the defense when you know what you know. You're the expertise in it and have so many people to challenge you that you're not.
So election workers in Georgia are feeling good, for now, about how things are going. But once the final votes have been counted in the December 6th runoff, there's always more work to do and the next election to prepare for. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in McDonough, Georgia.